Tut tut. There's a pretty good chance it's probably already raining out there. Howdy, friends. A very good Monday morning. It is March 25th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast, where some of us, as the rain is pitter-pattering on the roof, might make it a pretty solid case of the Mondays. Let's get in, though. As we start the day, it is wet, it's a bit rumbly, and there may be a few storms that catch our attention from every now and again.
Absolutely will echo that it is a sleepy start to the day. Now, of course, bear in mind, depending on when you listen to this, some of this may be a little bit outdated, but the morning rush hour looks a little bit on the damp side. Scattered showers and a couple thunderstorms still a possibility, but it really looks like through about midday is the only time you're going to need the rain gear out there today. The storm system that is set to likely bring some severe weather into deep East Texas and especially across Louisiana and Mississippi continues to move eastward over the course of the day, and we may even find some sunshine for ourselves before the end of the afternoon, while that much higher severe risk shifts to our east. All said and done, a good tenth to a half an inch falls in a widespread fashion across the Brazos Valley, and if we do see a couple heavier thunderstorms, an inch plus certainly not out of the question. If it's still raining while you're listening, or you're wondering where the heck the rain is, you can always check that on your Pinpoint weather app.
All right, so temperatures are interesting, though, because as that rain comes through, we have a chance that that thermometer drops about 10 degrees as rain-cooled air comes down. It's not a cold front, it's just the cooler winds coming out as that rain rapidly cools the air. It's also one of the reasons why, as Max was telling you, we could get a few stronger wind gusts. So the morning, it's rain gear, it's jackets, it's dressing warm and staying dry. But the afternoon is different. It's sunshine, it's sunglasses. It's probably shedding a layer or two as daytime highs top off in the mid to upper 70s. See, we get plenty of sunshine from lunchtime on, but we're also getting a west and a southwesterly wind. And it's going to be breezy, 10 to 15 gusting upwards of 25. So that's really going to move the needle for temperatures today. But then tomorrow, you're going to need a jacket again. You didn't think it was that easy, did you? We get a weak cold front in here tonight, which is going to drop our morning temperatures down into the mid and upper 40s for a few days, and daytime highs only in the mid and upper 60s. That is running about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than what you would expect at this time in late March. It's not going to be bad out there, though. It is going to be pretty nice. Once we get closer to the weekend, though, temperatures, they're coming right back on up.
And they might even get a little bit unreasonable for a little bit. As Shell mentioned, it's jacket weather for the next couple of mornings starting tomorrow. But I think by the time we get to Easter weekend, it looks like we're talking light jacket weather in the very wee hours of the morning at the absolute most. A south wind returns and ahead of the next cold front, which might not arrive until after Easter Sunday, is going to bring in some more of that Gulf moisture that we know and love. And with it, overnight lows will settle back into the low to even mid-60s for both Saturday and Easter Sunday. That means afternoon highs could potentially settle into the low to mid 80s before the holiday weekend is done. Whew! Now, there is one of our more reliable models that is consistently saying, nah, we're just going for upper 70s through the Easter weekend. So there's some hope there, but looks like most of the longer range, what we call ensembles, kind of the average of a lot of these different models put together, has us right at about 85 for both Saturday and Sunday. So right now we're rolling with that, but we'll keep watching that as we get a little bit closer. It does look like the next big storm system to roll through could again just be after Easter. That could cool us down pretty significantly, in fact, and give us another chance for some showers and storms. We will, of course, continue to keep you updated. But either way, it looks like it's the short sleeve pastels for all the Easter egg hunts and celebrations all around the Brazos Valley for Easter weekend. All right, gang, I do believe that is going to do it for us on this Monday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. As always, we sure appreciate you starting your week with us. Stay dry out there this morning and see if you can grab a little sunshine this afternoon. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great week.